She don't care. Good morning, 638 News Radio, 92.3 AM, 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, David Forte. Used to be with the county. We used to have him on to talk about roads projects for Escambia County all the time. Now he is with the city of Pensacola. He is the Interim Public Works and Facilities Director. David, welcome back. Your first time on in your new gig, I think. It's been a year, but I think this is your first time in your new gig.
It is. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, on Friday, we had a conversation with Alan Gray, a good friend of mine, a city planner, and training. And he raised a question that I know I had been thinking about, but I know I had never mentioned on the air, so I got to give him the credit for it. The question was regarding Three Mile Bridge. When Three Mile Bridge opens, it is likely at this point to open as a two lanes only, one lane in either direction from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola, before eventually opening as a four-lane facility the way it had been before, and then eventually, of course, it's going to be six lanes when they get the second span done. His proposal was, when it's only two lanes, one lane in each direction, why not instead, for a couple of hours in the morning and a couple of hours in the afternoon, maybe 6 to 9 and 4 to 7, do all northbound in the morning from Gulf Breeze to Pensacola, because that's the bulk of the traffic, and then in the afternoon rush hour, do all southbound into Gulf Breeze because people are leaving the city and going back home. I know not everybody, but most of the traffic, and the rest of the time, two directions. Is that something that FDOT has considered? Is that something that you guys have talked about as a possibility, or is that even a feasible thing? If you tell me I'm crazy, I'll take it. You're the expert.
No, absolutely not. Even if I thought, I probably would never tell you that. No. it's definitely something that's been deployed and is being deployed, you know, in other areas of the country. I believe the Golden Gate Bridge did it for a little while. It's what it benefits. That's really probably a better question for the department. I did speak with DOT representation just a couple, you know, probably midweek last week, and kind of just asked them how they're going and whatnot, and they're very confident that the week of Memorial Day weekend is their target to reopen the bridge, at least from a two-lane perspective. And that, like you said earlier, it's a two-way, two-lane operation. I don't believe any additional studies have been done to consider other plans, traffic flow plans, like one that Mr. Gray and you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Logistically, could it happen? Yes, but it would be a bit of a bear to try to implement something like that in such a relatively short time. It takes many months, if not even well over a year, to even just to deploy all the considerations, can factor everything in as far as how you're going to notify the public and make sure that they're aware that these times of day, you know, you're only going northbound. These times of day, you'll be going southbound. The police force that would be necessary, the machinery to make sure the barricades, the MOT, the maintenance of traffic. It's just, like I said, can it work? Absolutely. Is it something that's feasible in such a relatively short period of time, since we're only, you know, what, 2, maybe 3 weeks out from reopening? That's really a question for the department, Department of Transportation, but yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you.
Okay, so it's what I hear you saying is potentially very useful idea if only you'd have thought of it 3 or 4 months ago. when we of course thought we were going to be getting a full blown reproduced bridge, already prior to now, back on back in March sometime. So, I mean, okay, and look, I understand that it would be a little bit complicated to explain to people, and that you have to be sure to message that effectively in order to get, you know, people to understand where they're supposed to go at what time of day. And I know that, you know, it's kind of funny. The reaction on social media made me laugh, because everybody, we're too dumb to drive that. Nobody's going to be able to. Come on, people, give yourselves more credit than this. But, you know, to me, anything is going to be an improvement over now. Well, maybe. I mean, I don't. You're the expert. Am I right to think that it's possible that even opening two lanes might create so much confusion that it might actually be worse than it is, right? I mean, is that, because that's another concern, is that, you know, rather than waiting to get the full four lanes open, that going two lanes might even be problematic. Am I thinking about that the right way, David?
Sure. Well, let me just preface this. And like I said earlier, we have a constant communication, if not meetings, every several days, if not, a couple times a week, with the department. I know they're working tirelessly to do two things: make sure that the bridge is open and there's a functional plan, as well as, and more importantly, that it's a safe option for the traveling public. But going back to what you said, that is a concern, and I think it's a very legitimate concern as to whether a two-lane facility, even at just an interim basis, I wouldn't necessarily say confusion, maybe concern about, you know, what's the congestion going to be like. Now, anytime you modify a traffic pattern, and right now we've had this unfortunate pattern for the better part of, what, say, 9, 10 months now.
Yeah.
I guess 9 months. So anytime you change a pattern, it's going to take a little bit of time for people to normalize the new patterns. Obviously, 17th Avenue will be reopened for the northbound traffic that are coming from Gulf Breeze into Pensacola Beach. You will be able to utilize northbound 17th Avenue to go to Cervantes. You will not be able to use southbound still from 17th Avenue from Cervantes to the bridge. And there's also going to be a couple other modifications throughout that the department's still tweaking their plans, but I think they're pretty solid and comfortable with what they got. We as a city are continuing to press to people that when the bridge is reopened, plan and just be prepared to utilize 9th Avenue. It doesn't mean that you have to use 9th Avenue, but the best facility probably to get to the bridge if you're in Pensacola would be 9th Avenue or maybe even further to the west. But 9th Avenue would give you a direct connection to Bayfront Parkway, would get you hopefully into the queue, if not, you know, hopefully the queue doesn't stack up that far back.
Right.
But it should get you into the queue to get you onto the bridge. Because 14th Avenue, they will not be allowing a left out from 14th Avenue. And like I said, southbound 17th Avenue will not be allowed during this two-lane reopening phase. So 9th Avenue is definitely the roadway that we recommend to utilize and to get onto the bridge if you're coming anywhere from the Pensacola area.
David, one of the things that was kind of motivating my initial positive reaction to this prospect of the possible, you know, rush hour one direction, one way of 3 Mile Bridge, was my concern that it's going to be a long time before we get the four lanes open. If we're going to have two lanes open for 2 weeks and then we're going to have four lanes open, I mean, do whatever you want. It's going to be fine. But if we're going to have two lanes open, it's going to be September before we have four lanes open. I think this is where we start really thinking about what's the most efficient use of those limited two lanes. Do you have any sense? I mean, everybody's been very dodgy about giving me any estimate of the four lanes. Do you have any sense of when we should expect four lanes to be open?
I wish I had an exact date for you, if not a month. But no, I do not. Obviously, as I said earlier, we talk continuously and constantly with the department. They are very much aware that four-lane facility is where we want to be. And they are working tirelessly to get us to that point. You know, I think there's an opportunity or a chance that the roundabout may be open prior to the four-lane facility, or they'll maybe just wait until the four-lane is done to do it all at one time. I'm not quite sure how they've discussed or internally, you know, tweaking those plans, but I know that's something that they're considering to try to provide more access into and off of the bridge, even if the four lane is not open. But as far as the four lane opening, I wish I had an answer for you.
Okay, well, you know, I appreciate that. And that's kind of been the answer we've gotten from everybody. I keep hoping somebody's going to know something that somebody else doesn't know, maybe, and we'll get some guidance. Hey, last thing is, you're starting a project soon on Jefferson Street, right?
Yeah, that is correct. It's a we call it a public-private partnership, really. Where the city of Pensacola has entered into an agreement with some local developers to completely revitalize Jefferson Street. This is the stretch from Chase Street South to Garden Street. Right now, you'll see a lot of work being done kind of outside of the right-of-way on a private property. But over the next couple weeks, and you probably should expect some public information office releases soon, that Jefferson Street will be closed down throughout the entirety of the project. Probably in that May 24th or the day after. I think that would be May 31st, Memorial Day. I think it is. So it would be June 1st, either May 24th or June 1st, somewhere around that time frame. We'll be closing down Jefferson Street and actually completely revamping, and something similar to what you see in front of the YMCA.
Okay. It's like
down there.
It's like the walking, driving Woonerf kind of, you know,
complete streets.
Right. That's going to be that design there, so that it can be closed off for special events, the way, you know, we have like gallery night, that kind of thing. But on the north side of Garden and a street off on Jefferson, is that right?
On Jefferson Street, from between Chase Street and Garden Street, correct?
Got it, yeah.
So yeah, we're working very closely. So over the next couple of weeks, you'll see that road close, and we'll make sure everyone is fully aware of when that's going to happen and how to detour.
Yeah, and I'm super optimistic about that project too. I think that'll be really a neat thing for some growth and development on the north side of Garden as well. David Forte, he is the Interim Public Works and Facilities Director for the City of Pensacola. Always a great source of information. Hey, David, thanks for the work that you do. Thanks for making our lives better by giving us a better ability to drive around town. We appreciate it. Thanks for the time, man.
Thank you. Be safe.